From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The United Nations says that in response to a Taliban attack last week that killed five of its staff members in Afghanistan, it is temporarily moving some staffers to safer quarters inside and outside the country. The top UN official in Afghanistan says most of those being relocated are support staff and that those doing humanitarian work and leading major programs will remain in Afghanistan. Three senators are trying to rescue endangered climate change legislation before a climate change summit in Copenhagen next month. Democrat John Kerry, Republican Lindsey Graham, and Independent Joe Lieberman say they will work with the Obama administration to put together a bill that will pass the Senate. Graham, who's from South Carolina, says, quote, "The green economy is coming. We can either follow or lead." The Senate has approved a bill extending both unemployment benefits and the first-time home buyer's tax credit. NPR's Audie Cornish reports from Capitol Hill.
Under the Senate bill, jobless benefits would stretch 14 weeks nationwide and for 20 weeks in states where the unemployment rate is more than 8.5%. New Hampshire Democrat Jean Shaheen.
Our work to stabilize the economy and create jobs doesn't stop here. But we took an important step to do the right thing for American workers and their families.
The Senate also added a $6,500 tax credit for existing homeowners to buy new homes. Both this and the $8,000 tax credit for first-time homebuyers would run until April of 2010. Georgia Republican Johnny Isaacson.
You have a seven-month opportunity that is good for you, and it's good for the United States of America, and it's good for this economy.
The House is set to take up the bill and send it to the president's desk this week. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
New York Yankees fans roared their approval in Times Square last night after the Yankees defeated the Philadelphia Phillies in Game 6 of the World Series and clinched the title. The 7-3 win earns the Yankees their 27th World Championship, the most of any team in North American professional sports. NPR's Mike Pesca has details.
In Hideki Matsui's first three at-bats last night, he hit a home run, a single, and a double. All three hits off the bat of the designated hitter scored two runs, and with six RBIs for the game and a .615 average for the series, he was named the most valuable player. Yankee starter Andy Pettitte outpitched his counterpart, Pedro Martinez of the Phillies, and Mariano Rivera, the great Yankees closer, recorded the game's five final outs. It was Joe Girardi's first World Series win as a manager. He won three championships as a player. Yankees captain Derek Jeter joins his teammates Pettitte and Rivera as five-time champions. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
And a ticker tape parade is planned for tomorrow in New York. From Washington, this is NPR News. Former Hewlett-Packard CEO Carly Fiorina threw her hat into the California U.S. Senate race, hoping to unseat Liberal Democrat Barbara Boxer. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
Fiorina made her announcement in conservative Orange County in Southern California. She says Boxer has done little during her 17-year tenure in the Senate except overspend taxpayers' money and write novels.
In August, instead of holding town hall meetings, she was on a book tour. What do you say we work together and give Barbara Boxer the chance next year to become a full-time novelist?
Fiorina says she'll keep taxes low and cut the deficit, but Democrats in the state criticize Fiorina's newfound interest in politics. She admits not voting for years. And critics point out that she was fired from Hewlett-Packard and left with a $21 million severance package despite her termination. Fiorina must first defeat Republican State Senator Chuck DeVore in the primary. DeVore is a conservative with strong ties to the state's GOP base. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
A U.S. diplomat says the U.S. will not lift its sanctions on Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, unless Myanmar's military rulers make progress toward democracy. Ambassador Scott Marcial spoke after he and another State Department official finished the highest-ranking U.S. visit to Myanmar in 14 years. The Obama administration has launched a policy of what it calls pragmatic engagement with Myanmar's military rulers. But Marcial said that doesn't mean sanctions will end. An election is scheduled for next year, but the leading opposition figure, Nobel Peace Laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, is banned by the Constitution from holding office, and she has been in house detention for most of the last 20 years. This is NPR News.